shot. Play ozone and break a nigga and up rhyme. Speed out of empire and money you recop. I get high with cops.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I am shirtless in the studio. I forgot how hot it gets in here during the summertime. We have not the greatest air conditioning in this studio, and I'm surrounded by equipment. And so I literally have to take my shirt off right around 10:30, 11 o'clock. It starts to get really hot in here. And I keep the door open to the studio, so when neighbors walk up and down the hall, they don't know if I'm naked or not because they can't see anything below the waist. I'm sitting down. I always get a kick out of it. It's pretty humorous. Anyway, great show planned for today. We have the Blueprint Power Hour going to start here in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Of course, I have to remind everybody that All American Pharmaceuticals and EFX Sports is the title sponsor of this show. And thank God for that. I got to tell you something. I don't have to go shopping for a title sponsor because Dr. Jeff believes in the mission of this show. And he also believes that you should never buy anything until you've tried it. And that's why right now you can get 6 free samples. And I'm not talking about one, enough for a week to really evaluate a product. 6 free samples of their top-selling products. If you go to superhumanradio.net, click one of the EFX banner ads, enter your information. You will pay $5 and change for priority shipping, but that's really all it costs. And Dr. Jeff is very generous. He's always throwing free stuff in there. So show them some love. And of course, without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Rob, do I sound different because I'm shirtless?
No, but I'm glad this isn't one of those Facebook Live things.
Trust me. Not only am I shirtless, but Elisa said she wants me to stop using melanotan because she can't tell what race I am any longer. I thought that was kind of funny. I am so friggin' dark. In fact, I'll snap a shot of myself and put it up on the Facebook thread just to show people. And I was only using 25 micrograms a day. By the way, if you're a fan of melanotan too, using 200, 150, 200 micrograms is useless. Don't do it because it makes dark moles darker. And it makes you nauseous. It makes you feel queasy. 25 micrograms a day, you will get tan without the nausea, without the flushing feeling, without all of the nasty side effects. You don't need 150, 200 micrograms a day. You don't.
It's great for wood, too.
It's great for that. But you know what it's really good for, Rob? And this is important. We're going to do a show on this very shortly. Melanotan 2 may be one of the most powerful anti-aging peptides in the world. And it's not because of the tan, but when you activate the melanocortin system in the body, which is what gives you your tan, you suppress some of the harshest chronic inflammatory responses in the body, especially the ones that have to do with the intima of arteries. The research out there shows that using melanotan 2 can actually cause your body to shut off inflammation in arteries and reabsorb atherosclerotic plaque. Think about that for a second.
Wow.
Now, it's a slow process. It'll take a year. But you know what the other exciting thing is? Laying in the sun will do the same thing. So move to a beach community. Get out in the sun every single day like humans are supposed to. You'll never have heart disease.
Wow.
Very simple stuff. Anyway, we have any special announcements today?
Yeah, we're in the final week of the Blueprint Bulletin Pro promotion where it's being offered at 33% off, and this only happens once a year. The Pro gives you not just the ongoing subscription, but access now to 67-plus back issues covering 268 topics. So consider this short list of back issues and the blockbusters therein. I've got one, and you saw an email on this earlier, how combining one over-the-counter ingredient with a legally available research chemical has been shown to grow 14 pounds of muscle in 17 weeks. And no, it has nothing to do with testosterone. Got another one in there of how one ingredient almost everyone has in their refrigerator can supercharge gains from creatine and beta-alanine. There's a training piece in every issue. In this particular one, how to add 50 pounds to any big barbell lift in just 6 weeks. And it's very precise, like all my other loading patterns. This one is probably the best of all of them, which is really saying something. Plus, you'll discover a product used by women that may be the most effective PED legally available. I show you what it is, how it works, and why it's a must-try. So, you know, any one of those is going to significantly boost your gains. And combining two or more is going to be an absolute game-changer for anyone. So go to CoachRobRegish.com and click on the Subscribe in May link. It's only good for the next 7 days. Guarantee it'll be, you know, it'll result in gains that no supplement could ever match.
And since you mentioned the word testosterone, I have to mention something.
Yep.
I am being inundated with commercials about Frank Thomas and Nugenix testosterone booster. And I love how it starts. It goes, when I played baseball, you know, I had no problem with my weight. But once I stopped playing baseball and got older, once I hit 40, my testosterone dropped and I start putting on weight. No, Frank, you stopped moving when you stopped playing baseball. Your paycheck wasn't associated with you getting out there and training and playing day in and day out. That's why you got fat. It's not because of the Nugenix, because the Nugenix probably doesn't do anything at all.
And, you know, I just reviewed the ingredients in it. My God.
What is Testofen? They're saying, oh, Testofen, you know.
Well, Testofen is a fenugreek extract, and it's not a bad one. But, I mean, come on, folks, let's be honest. It's not going to boost your testosterone to a degree where, you know, he's suggesting body fat melts off of you, you're going to be as strong as a gorilla, and you're going to be a terror in the bedroom. It's just, you know it to be true. I think we've discussed it before. Some over-the-counter test boosters can make you, you know, they'll give you better libido and erection, yes. Boost testosterone to any significant degree, you know, that's going to work like injected testosterone, no. No.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah. And you know what I love when they go, oh, it increased testosterone 100% in men. You got a guy who's at the 200 nanogram level, which is really the high end for women, and
right.
It puts him into 400, which is still hypogonadal for men. So, you know, let's be honest here. You know what I mean? Why don't you just get on testosterone if you have a problem? That's the bottom line. Okay.
Yep.
Jim De La Torre. Like you, I'm getting up there in age. Jim, we were just talking about this, me too. I'm going to be 60 in 2 weeks. I'll be 50 in March. I've done what I can do to tweak my training, my diet, and supplementation and getting on HRT. I have some male pattern baldness starting, though. Is there anything I can do about this? And is HRT going to make it worse? I have opinions on this, too. Go.
Okay, so hair loss in men, it's a complex topic. You know, I've seen it addressed by everything from bad toupees to spray-on hair, you know. Now, certainly hormones are involved, and we'll get into that. But one fundamental question, I think, needs to be answered. How bad does it bother you? You know, the answer ranges from not much to men who obsess over it, and as a result, their self-confidence takes a hit. Personally, I just shave my head and be done with it. But that doesn't work for everyone. So let's look at the cause first, and then I'll get into some possible solutions. Hair loss in men can usually be traced back to a genetic disposition and or excessive DHT levels, right? So as a man ages, his body converts more tests to DHT. And that, among other things, shrinks the hair follicles, making it impossible for healthy hair to survive. So over time, it just falls out without being replaced. So that's the cause, now let's talk about solutions. First up is using a DHT inhibitor. The over-the-counter natural alternative is saw palmetto extract. And now research on whether it works to treat hair is limited, but it is very promising. An extract of saw palmetto may block 5-alpha reductase, which is the enzyme that converts TEST to DHT. And DHT isn't just responsible for hair loss, but it's involved in, you know, growing hair out of your ears and nose, the enlargement of the prostate, etc. I like Solaray's product here, and it's reasonably priced. So that's option number one. Option number two is the prescription drug, okay, finasteride. It's sold under the names Proscare and Propecia, I think. Like saw palmetto, it's a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, and hence is an anti. You can think of it as an anti-androgen. It inhibits two of the three forms of 5-alpha reductase, and in studies, reduced DHT levels by up to 70%. Finasteride was introduced for the treatment of prostate enlargement in 1992 and was approved for the treatment of scalp hair loss in 1997. Minoxidil is another option. It's used as a topical to regrow hair. Works by helping the blood flow to the hair follicles, and it increases follicle size and shaft diameter. Interestingly enough, minoxidil was discovered in research for high blood pressure meds. So it's available under the trade name Rogaine. It's over-the-counter in this country, if I'm not mistaken. I think I've seen it at just about every drugstore I've been. I honestly don't have a lot of feedback on it, other than to say, you know, it's been out there a while, and men keep buying it, so I assume they're seeing something from it. Insofar as your HRT and the impact that it'll have, that's a tough one, right, without knowing the dose. Whatever the dose is, though, I would think using something like saw palmetto extract or finasteride would be good insurance. In all candor, though, I think if you've got, you know, really bad hair loss, shaving your head is the best solution. There's no upkeep, or very little, no prescription drugs to take, and truth be told, most of the women that I've talked to love it. They come up to you, they'll feel your head, and, you know, they like the smoothness of it, yada, yada. But that's my two cents on the hair loss thing. I don't have a lot of practical experience with it. I've got a little bit starting on the very top of my head, but, you know, it doesn't bother me.
I have practical experience in this area.
Okay.
So after being on HRT for about a year, year and a half, I started to notice that my hairline started to recede. And I couldn't understand why, but this was also around the time that I noticed that the HRT didn't feel as good as it did in the beginning. And that is when I discovered the importance of progesterone. Progesterone is also made in the testicles. When the testicles start to atrophy and slow down in production after a year, they don't just stop making testosterone. They stop making a lot of the hormones that are also made there.
Yep.
And progesterone, if you look at finasteride, and you look at progesterone, they're exactly the same molecule except for one different carbon chain link on the side.
Yep.
Okay. Progesterone completely shuts down the biosynthesis of 5-alpha reductase. And as you pointed out eloquently, DHT makes the follicle go to sleep. There are actually two DHT receptors on every hair follicle. Both of them have to have DHT docked in them in order for the follicle to go to sleep. So the answer to this is HCG. Start taking 100 to 125 IUs of HCG a day and give it a year, because it can take up to a year for a follicle to go back into the anagens phase. I actually was starting to think, I thought I was going to go bald in the front, and then I started using HCG again. And my hair actually thickened up in the front. So
Docs will prescribe it that long?
Oh, hell yeah. I have a prescription for HCG. I take 125 IUs a day. Sometimes I'm off of it right now. In fact, I have to order some. I've been out for a couple months. But I notice a lot of changes in my mood, but also the occurrence of DHT, the body hair stops growing, the hair on your head stops falling out. HCG is the answer for any guy who is on HRT, especially get on earlier than a year because you won't even feel the diminishing effects of the HRT if you get on earlier.
Yeah.
But that's the answer. It really is, and it works. It really works because when you start using HCG, your body will start to produce its own progesterone in high quantities, in adequate quantities, I should say. And cool. As a result of that, you'll notice that the hair loss will like literally stop. The shedding will stop.
Okay.
Next question comes from John Bubar. John says, I'm having some issues with my overhead press. It's just been going nowhere, and I tend to lean too far back and cheat when I do it. That's not safe for your spine. How can I rectify that, and do you have any better options?
Yeah, you know, the standing overhead press used to be the measuring stick, right, of upper body strength prior to the fascination with the bench press in this country. In fact, right, it used to be an Olympic lift before the form everyone was using, you know, went to hell. And then it got dropped altogether from Olympic competition. And that's a shame because everyone from old-time strongmen up through Brooks Cubic is really big on them, right? And for good reason. It builds tremendous power and muscle in the upper body. And watching someone strictly press their body weight or more overhead is a rare sight, really rare. The chief problem with the lift, I think, are threefold. Number one, when you do it with a barbell, the elbows get splayed out to 90 degrees. Not a good position for the shoulder or anything else, really, for that matter. Number two, people tend to lean too far back, which dramatically ups the risk of injury to the lower back. And number three, leg drive. Once guys start getting into heavier weights, they just can't seem to resist the temptation to turn it into a jerk. Nevertheless, I think I've come up with a good solution, the trap bar overhead press. And these days, most gyms, right, they have at least one trap bar. And while it is dynamite insofar as performing deadlifts, it is also a real boon to overhead pressing. It's just a few people have tried it. You know, it's weird. It's not an intuitive thing. You're usually pulling on it, right, or carrying it in the case of farmer's walks. First thing you need to do is weigh your trap bar. Don't just assume it weighs 45 pounds like a barbell, because I have seen a real wide variety in the gyms that I belong to. Everything from a 35-pound trap bar to an 80-pound monster. Once you have that, see if it'll fit inside a power rack or, you know, at least on the pins. Not all of them do, but the particular one I use, which interestingly enough, weighs 50 pounds, does. Now, you know, once you step inside of it, place your hands, and this is really important, dead center on the pronated grip handles, and hopefully you have them, palms facing each other. Do not put any weight on the trap bar. You know, just use it solo first to get the hang of it. What you will find is that, like the deadlift, your body is dead center, right, which effectively minimizes lower back involvement and throws almost all of the stress onto the shoulders and upper body. Leaning backwards is definitely not going to help you because, remember, you're on the inside of this frame and you're going to bump up against it and lose the balance of the lift. The only downer is you have to make sure your grip is dead center on those handles. Too far forward or backwards, and it'll tilt, and that's not a good thing when you're pressing weights overhead. Take some practice, but it is very much worth the time invested in it. With respect to leg drive, this is a case of discipline mostly. You need to be disciplined to not bend your knees. If you still can't help yourself, I would suggest using knee wraps and really cranking up the tension. Now, that's going to look weird, yes, but, you know, you're not in the gym to make other people happy. You're there to take care of business. Alternatively, you could perform the lift sitting down, but that's going to be awful awkward, you know, getting into it and getting all set up. But if that's what it takes to keep your legs straight or take them out of the movement, then so be it. Obviously, the barbell jammer press is another great alternative here. It is best, and this is how I train my shoulders with a trap bar. I do one or two strength sets in the 3 to 5 rep range. Then I perform hypertrophy work across 5 or so sets, 6 to 10 reps per set with a 3-second negative. That's really important. Rest periods between sets with the strength work, you know, should be a minimum of 3 minutes, with 5 being ideal. For the hypertrophy work, I would suggest resting as little as 60 seconds between sets. I really, really like the overhead press with the trap bar. It's helped me tremendously, and I think it's a much better option versus the straight barbell. There are also, what do they call them, universal grip bars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it looks like a rectangle in the middle, and it's got all these different grips you can use.
Yeah, we have one at my gym. It's usually black too. It's pretty cool looking, and it's got different angles, so you can go. You can have palms in. You can have palms at 15 degrees. You can have palm. You know, you can do some fancy stuff with it.
Yeah, I was pressing with that before I used the trap bar. Optimal form on that lift is starting it, you know, just below the chin, and the bar ending up directly over your head. With the trap bar, it just makes it automatic.
So. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, and if you hear water in the background, it's sweat dripping off of my body. We'll be right back.
Feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HEMP company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HEMP company products. Search HEMP company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HEMP company and code SHR.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Johnny Gray. So I've looked into your products and the feedback is stellar, especially on Synthogen and Progenidrex. That's unusual for most supplements, and it makes me a little suspicious. Why don't you do university studies and offer something more objective?
Yeah, I can sum up my answer in one word, money. I'm not sure what the going rate is for university studies, but I'd imagine it's probably at least a couple hundred thousand dollars. Even if it's only tens of thousands, that's an insurmountable hurdle for people like me and smaller companies. You just don't have that kind of money laying around. And that's not the only issue. What if I did fund a study on Synthogen, let's say? Even if it was exceedingly positive, maybe because it was exceedingly positive, people would just say, of course they found it works. He funded the study. So, you see, Johnny, you just can't win. A university of study would get me next to nothing. And likely it's just going to tell me something I already know. The product is exceptional at accelerated wound healing and recovery from high-intensity exercise. If I were to do a study, it would be more along the lines of, hey, what is the physiological mechanism that's making this do what it does? I have my, you know, guesses, of course, but it'd be nice to see it in black and white. Virtually every supplement company is in the same boat, so I'm not the only one. Where I differ from some of these other companies, though, is here. Many of them flood the boards with bought and paid for feedback, or otherwise pepper people, right, with free samples, which, you know, I feel it certainly skews the feedback. In lieu of that, how does somebody know which products work and which don't? I've got a few measuring sticks, and they go like this. One, who is the company promoting the product? You know, if they've been in business for decades and they've got other winners and they rarely introduce new items, that's a really good sign. Two, who are the people behind the product? Do they look like they even train and diet? You know, are they real people that are willing to answer your questions? In a big positive sign is when somebody comes out, I formulated this product, here's how it works, I'm really proud of it. That's something to look for. Number three, how long has the product been sold? You know, if it's remained largely unchanged and sold for years or even better, decades, that's another really good sign. In terms of positive feedback from, you know, boards, if it's consistent across multiple boards for long periods of time, like years, you know, or if you've heard similar things, great things from people you know and trust, great. That's another one. Conversely, there are some companies that have glowing product testimonials on their heavily censored boards. Once you get outside their boards, however, nobody's talking about the product. That's a pretty good sign the product is bunk. Five, do the ingredients have a plausible mechanism of action? You know, is there any real science to them, or have they been used before with some success? We've talked about tribulus. It's been around forever. And it's been panned for like the last 10 years as a test booster. But people kept buying it. Why? It has other effects. It's a great libido booster. It gives stronger erections, and it seems to help in the gym. Now, it took a decade or more, but science has recently shown it boosts IGF-1 and helps keep the muscle on, at least in more experienced trainees. Adele Musa had a study not long ago on it showing that. The people buying it for decades didn't need university studies, though, to tell them, you know, it was helping. They already knew. And then finally, six, maybe the best indicator of all, price. Is the price point of the product too good to be true? I recently exposed, and I sent you the pictures on this, a camphazanthin product that claimed 30 milligrams of camphazanthin in every tablet, 100 tablets for $18. The real McCoy is 50 tablets with the same 30 milligrams per capsule, $50 for 60 capsules. The only problem with the $18 a bottle product is this. There isn't any camphazanthin in it. I empty the capsule of the real stuff, dark reddish-brown color. That's the only ingredient in it, and that's what it is. I crush the tablet of the other stuff, and there is no camphazanthin in it. It is simply cocoa powder. So, you know, there you go, Johnny. It's a little bit about why I haven't funded a university study, and I've given you half a dozen benchmarks to use when you're evaluating products. I'm confident that when you put Synthogen, Progenidrex, Strengquilogen, and Strengthogen, which is on the way, when you put those to the test, you will see they pass those six benchmarks with flying colors.
The next question comes from Mike Grady. He says, I'm trying to come to grips with losing 20 pounds. It just isn't coming off like it used to. And I'm at wit's end. I'm dieting hard, too. No more than 1,200 calories a day. Might be too little. I'm 220 and need to get to 200 for the summer. What more can I do?
Yeah, and just for reference sake, Mike has been all over. He's been as heavy as 280. And now it looks like he wants to get down to 200. But the first and most important thing to do is to throw your scale out. I mean literally throw it out in the garbage. A number is just that, a number. Yet, people make it into so much more. I know some women who literally weigh themselves multiple times per day. They have a cup of soup for dinner, and because of the sodium in it, they get up the next morning and they weigh in a few pounds heavier. They go absolutely, you know, bonkers. One such woman just recently literally came running up to me in the gym in a panic. And even after I explained, because we went through what she ate, and it was she had some soup the night before, canned soup, and I explained it was the sodium and the water and the increased weight. You know, I explained to her the connection. And mind you, she agreed with every word of it. She was utterly devastated by that number on the scale. Men can be likewise tortured by a simple number, you know, on a scale. It means nothing. Now, here are the numbers that do matter. How have your measurements changed over the preceding 6 to 12 weeks? You know, the measurements I'm talking about are chest, around the nipples, upper arm flexed, weight, waist right around the navel, mid-thigh, and calf. For women, it's chest, upper arm flexed, waist, hips, mid-thigh, and calves. You compare those numbers to your strength gains, hopefully, in the gym. If you're getting stronger, that is a great thing, provided you've been lifting weights that are under 90% of your one rep max. Only one thing is going to move more of that weight, muscle. If you're losing inches in the waist, and women in the hips, that too is a great thing. You know, women will even look at losing inches from the arms and legs as a good thing, which isn't necessarily the case. But you get what I'm trying to say. If the tape measure is making bigger circles around your arms, legs, and chest, and smaller circles around your waist while your strength levels are going up, you are building muscle and losing fat. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You also need to get away from caloric deprivation, and I consider 1,200 calories a day for long periods of time deprivation. That is not a good go-to method for fat loss. You don't want to lose weight. You want to lose fat. Big difference. So, for God's sake, start eating. Just be smart about it. Meaning, try to get most of your calories for the day and carbs, if you're eating them, after exercising. And on the subject of exercise, get off the treadmill and into the weight room. The most effective fat loss routines I've seen are a loop of compound exercises, and it's best to use just body weight moves because you've got no worries about people jumping on your machines, right, in between. Pull-ups or horizontal rows if you can't do them. Push-ups, body weight squats, hanging leg raises or knee raises, and bridges. Those five exercises require little to no setup, and in most cases, you don't even need a gym. You know, work those for higher reps, let's call it 15 to 20, with no rest between movements. Rest 1 minute between rounds and build up to completing five rounds. Your total workout time is going to be quite a bit less than 30 minutes. And that assumes you complete all five rounds, which is doubtful the first time out, but build up to it. You for sure will burn more body fat versus any other traditional cardio method. Every third or fourth workout, take a workout where you train heavier with lower reps and longer rest periods, 3 or more minutes between sets. That also helps keep the muscle on. I would try that on for size, Mike, for 8 weeks, and I am quite certain you're going to be very happy with what's looking back at you in the mirror.
On that note, we have to take a break.
Yep.
But that's all great advice, fantastic advice. And I agree with you. You know, being in that deep of a caloric deficit for a long period of time actually shuts your resting energy requirements down by shutting the thyroid down, which makes it so much harder to lose any weight.
Yeah.
So you're right on the money with that one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All-American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Like the song. Vitamin D question from Andrew Battles. He says, I've heard you and Carl discuss the importance of vitamin D. How much do I need? And is it really going to help build more muscle or strip body fat? With food, without food? I'm really confused. I'll let you weigh in first, Coach.
Yep. You know, if there's one vitamin people need to be taking, it's vitamin D. And the reason's simple. Many people are deficient, and almost everyone is not optimal. So let's discuss why, then I'll get into specifics surrounding how much and with what, all that stuff. So over the past two decades, there has been a concerted effort to paint the sun as something that's real bad for you. You know, they'll tell you to cover up. They'll tell you to slather on chemical sunscreens and run for the hills. It's bull. Nothing could be further from the truth. Sun exposure is the primary vehicle where you get vitamin D, the way nature intended it. Just as an example, you can get up to 20,000 IU of vitamin D from 30 minutes of sun exposure, which, you know, should tell you something about the U.S. RDI.
Yeah, right.
Of 400 to 800 IU a day. You know, it's pathetically low. So now we know two things. U.S. RDI is worthless, and you should be getting preferably most of the vitamin D you get from the sun. And for God's sake, ditch those chemical sunscreens. If you need to, opt for something like zinc oxide. They actually have clear zinc oxide now. which, you know, is a good thing. Having blood tests to measure the amount of vitamin D in your blood is the only way to really know you're getting enough. And the most accurate way to measure it is the 25-hydroxy vitamin D blood test. The level of 30 nanograms per milliliter is considered adequate in healthy people. A level less than 12 indicates vitamin D deficiency. The reality is that levels of 50 or more is where I think you should be for all of the benefits, and there are so many that it conveys. So in order to get there, most people, especially those living far from the equator, are going to need to supplement with vitamin D. So the question becomes how much, what kind, and how to take it. The best vitamin D product ever made, and I'm not just saying this, was Primal D. And if I'm not mistaken, it's being reformulated. So until then, until it's reintroduced, we'll have to use generic vitamin D pills on top of whatever sun you can get.
Right.
The minimum amount of supplementation I've seen that moves the meter is 4,000 IU a day, with 5 to 10 not being uncommon. Studies indicate that it's best taken with a large meal containing some fat, which really wasn't surprising to me, given that it occurs naturally and in high amounts in things like cod liver oil. So once you've got your level, or hopefully a little above 50, you can be assured of reaping all the benefits that it brings, and they are almost too many to mention. You know, if you want to lower your blood pressure, vitamin D, probably what the doctor ordered. If you want to reduce your risk of diabetes or lower your chances of heart attacks, rheumatoid arthritis, or multiple sclerosis, then vitamin D should be in the front line of your daily supplement regimen. If you've been deficient and you get levels to where they need to be, do not be surprised by a big boost in the gym. More muscle, less fat, better endurance. You know, optimal vitamin D levels do it all. We're talking about something that activates over 200 genes, favorably impacting almost every bodily function. So here's the bottom line. Get tested. Get your levels over 50. Do not fear the sun. Fear chemical sunscreens. And get on the new Primal D whenever it's available. If it's anything like the old stuff, it should be a staple in your supplement arsenal. And I'll say this. The very first time I took Primal D, I had tremendous boost in energy and mood. And it's not a surprise.
Right.
You know, sunshine will do that too. But that was, you know, it's obviously not a stimulant, but yeah, you get, you know, such feel good effects from it.
So you're absolutely right. Testing is the only way to know how much to take. If you're light skinned, you can actually take less. The research that's done on Scandinavian people, very fair skinned people, they can actually boost their 25 hydroxy levels by taking just 1,000 IUs a day. If you're darker skinned, you're going to need more to get that same response. Getting vitamin D through the skin is very, very important. None of the risks of tissue calcification even come into play when the vitamin D is coming through the skin. And that's why I created Primal D, which we will have Primal D again very shortly. Dr. Jeff is working on a better transdermal vehicle. With that being said, a lot of the research that looks at the benefits of vitamin D may have mistaken the benefits of vitamin D with the benefits of stimulating the melanocortin system, which is what gives you a tan. The melanocortin system may actually be more important than the vitamin D that the sun produces, but they're probably both important in conjunction with each other. So will it build muscle? Yes, if you're deficient in it. Will it reverse disease states? Yes, if you're deficient in it. But if you're not deficient in it, you may not see the benefits of upping your dosages. And that's why the only way to do this is to get tested And Rob points out eloquently the sweet spot is probably around 50 nanograms of 25-hydroxy. Below that, you're probably – I think people who even in the 30 range, which the medical orthodoxy says is adequate, I think that they end up having problems that are related to low vitamin D, personally. That's just my own opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's – you know, now that the sun is finally here up here in the Northeast, I can tell a huge difference.
Just, oh, yeah.
You know, on days where I get some sunshine.
You feel more energetic. You feel less depressed. You feel more optimistic. It's just, you know, and don't ever, and Rob is right, take your oral vitamin D with fat. You'll absorb more of it. Don't ever take vitamin D at night. Never. Think about it. Vitamin D is a hormone. Let me juxtapose another hormone next to it, melatonin. Melatonin's a hormone. Vitamin D is a hormone. Melatonin is a hormone that's produced in the dark, and vitamin D is a hormone that's produced in sunlight. If you take vitamin D at night and go to bed, what are you telling your body?
Yeah, you're really confusing it.
Yeah, you're telling it it's daylight out? You're, oh, man, look at all this vitamin D. We must be out in the sun. So remember that one. The next question comes from Henry Kozlowski. I'm having a hard time putting on muscle. I'm 19 years old. I've been training for a couple years, 5'9", around 160 pounds. I train hard 4 days a week and do little stuff on the other days, calves, abs, etc. I'm eating a lot and following a good training plan, bodybuilding style training, little rest between sets, and reps between 6 and 12. I just feel like I'm a classic hard gainer and nothing I do will work. What am I doing wrong?
The first thing I do is ditch the hard gainer label. Because that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. But, you know, the stark reality is we're all hard gainers because muscle is a luxury. And building more of it is way, way down on your body's priority list, right? Survival is number one. Muscle is way down the list, which means you need to have all of your ducks in a row as if even a single bodily requirement isn't met. For example, restoring optimal cellular energy, ATP. Your body's going to rectify that instead of growing muscle, okay? So let's get into the particulars. You say you're eating a lot. Now, that may be, but it's also a very imprecise measure. At your body weight, I would be packing away at least 3,600 calories a day, and it may take 4,000 or more to get it done. That's just how it is. You know, muscle isn't created out of thin air. You know, a lot of guys I see, they're consuming 3,000 calories a day, which is enough to maintain their current body weight but not grow. Until they add another 600 or so, they can forget about getting noticeably bigger and stronger. And you know, it's very, very difficult, which brings us to your training. In my opinion, embarking on a pure hypertrophy routine at your stage of the game is a big mistake. And that might be counterintuitive, but hear me out. There's a lot of time and energy that would be better used to achieving the 3-4-5 benchmark that I've discussed. So, in other words, a 300-pound bench, 400 squat, and 500-pound deadlift. You won't be taking short rest periods there. Trust me, if you're lifting that heavy. They're going to be at least 3 minutes or more between sets. And as I've said time and time again, my loading patterns really are the fastest way to accomplishing this. Matter of fact, we're going to have Doug Salamone on soon to tell you why. He recently, and he sent me the videos, it was awesome, he recently smashed all previous best at the USAPL Connecticut State Championships on May 6th. And if you recall, he was talking about that the last time we had him on. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
Hard-working guy. Yeah, very hard. I would further suggest limiting heavy training to just 3 days a week to see if that, you know, just one extra recovery day makes a difference. It almost always does, especially when the loading patterns start to spiral down to your new one rep max. being able to adjust your training frequency is very, very important. So please don't overlook that important detail. Here's the bottom line. You need to quantify how many calories you're getting every day, especially the amount of protein, to ensure you're eating enough to grow. You want to switch from this lighter, fatter, faster-paced training that you've been doing to more power work, building the big three, so to speak, up to a minimum 1,200-pound total. I can tell you this. At 240, there are a lot of guys in my gym that are my size or bigger. Very, very few of them are stronger. And the reason for that is the central nervous system and the muscle that I built when I was young. And I will forever be grateful to Eddie Azzaro, who pointed me in that direction instead of doing pure hypertrophy work. It's so important. So, good luck. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. But, yeah, Doug, I'll have to send you the video, Carl. On both his squat and deadlift, I think the comment from the meat director was, next time put some weight on the bar.
He went too light on himself, huh?
Yeah. And it's, you know what? It's wonderful to see because, you know, when he originally called me, he says, I have, you know, my goal is to total over 1,000 pounds. Well, he's blown that out of the water.
He did it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. We shall return.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs. ads at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So, Coach, what's the Blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is thoughts on the old, I'll start my diet and exercise program tomorrow. Which you've undoubtedly heard from many people. Sometimes I really wonder what drives people, or in some cases, you wonder why they have no drive. And such is the case with myself and my father. Two polar opposites when it comes to diet and exercise. When you start to unravel the reasons behind why somebody does or doesn't partake in physical culture, you learn a lot, I think, about yourself and others. So in the case I'm about to relate to you, the apple does indeed fall far, far away from the tree. So my father was born in 44, right? Classic baby boomer, which means his formative years were the turbulent 60s, and he had some really serious issues going on during that time. From what I can tell, he was a standout baseball player in Little League, high school, and college. But for him, that's where physical activity started and ended. You know, he was the first in his family to go to college, something he attributed an almost mythical, you know, importance to. And it was during his third year of college, however, that his mother, my grandmother, who I never knew, was stricken with cancer and died. He joined the Army National Guard during that time. Somehow, he didn't get drafted. The number didn't come up. He remained stateside during the Vietnam War. Yet, he graduated, right, and off to the insurance factory that he went, and he remained there, to his credit, for 38 years. In retirement, he hasn't changed much. There's still no exercise. Every now and then, right, there's talk of taking a walk, but that's as far as it goes. This is entirely foreign to me. Physical culture has been part of pretty much my entire adult life. You know, like him, I played baseball all the way through college, but from age 15 through today, I always trained with weights. You know, I still don't feel right on the days that I don't. And it goes, you know, if it goes much longer than a week, I get depressed. I literally need, some sort of physical challenge to rise to. And I get immense satisfaction when I accomplish those goals. He cannot and will not acknowledge any of it. Right? I've relayed the story before about how I won my first powerlifting meet. I rushed home over 100 miles away to call and tell him. No cell phones in those days. He dismissed it entirely, only commenting to say this. I'll never forget this. Keep that up, he said, and you'll be crippled by 40. So at 48 years of age last week, I settled in next to him in a lawn chair while watching my son's Little League game. And I played him the video of me box squatting, you know, 400-plus with ease, one arm rowing 150 pounds, and pushing and pulling a 600-pound sled. And I said, "Dad, do you remember you told me my joints would be shot and I won't be doing this by the time I'm 40? None of it mattered. He still can't say the words that I've always wanted to hear, which was, I'm proud of you, son. Because it's not his thing, right? But recognizing how important resistance training is, especially at his stage of the game, he's 72, 73, you know, I've offered to coach him using body weight stuff. I even bought him a copy of Convict Conditioning. Yet, this college graduate, the guy who invested billions of dollars in, you know, in the insurance company that he worked for almost four decades, all of a sudden he can't figure it out. He can't figure out how to put together, you know, two or three workouts a week. Even though he's got the book right in front of him. You know, I go over there after setting it all up for him, and I'll ask, you know, "Dad, how's the training going?" And I get, "Well, we're starting tomorrow." Right? And you know how the rest of that goes. Tomorrow never comes. He's retired with nothing but time on his hands. So there's no excuse, not a single one. In my opinion, it is crucial that you instill good lifestyle choices today, and not just in yourself, especially if you have children, and in as many other people as possible. And here's why. This country is collapsing, in part, because our society pays, at best, lip service to diet and exercise. The monetary cost of this to the healthcare system is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And the worst part is this. We all pay for the people who refuse to diet, exercise, and get with the program. The people that are starting tomorrow. Nothing infuriates me more, right, than paying for these people. And sad to say, well, my dad's one of them. He's got all the time in the world and all the reason to exercise, but he won't. Apparently, 5 minutes of body weight squats twice a week is too much to ask. So I am imploring you then to take the bull by the horns with this issue and get as many people involved in physical culture as you can. Be an example. Lead by example. Current estimates, get this, current estimates are that retirees in 2030 will need to set aside over $300,000 in retirement just for health care expenses. You need to stop this nonsense and help people get with the program, because for many of them, tomorrow never comes. And de facto, your golden years are now in jeopardy. I don't know how to make it easier than beginning with 5 minutes of, let's say, body weight squats or push-ups against a chair or a desk. You know, to me, the challenge is, what is the easiest entry point for somebody new to physical culture? We need to take away the excuse you don't have time. 5 minutes. Wake up 5 minutes earlier. You need to take away the excuse of, I don't want to go to the gym, I feel like I'm being judged, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to go to the gym. You need to remove all those obstacles and get them to start. And make this point, because it's a really good one. It's not important to get it perfect. It's most important to get it started.
I like that.
Yep.
That's really good.
And that's it.
A lot of people make excuses, like you said.
and it's, you know, it's heartbreaking to me because he's still getting around okay at 72, 73. But at 82, 83, or certainly 92, 93, his ability to live independently will probably depend on his level of muscular strength.
Yes, yes, it will. You know, I mean, there's studies that show this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more muscle a man keeps as he ages, the better he ages and the less likely he is to get a disease. I mean, this is not even disputed anymore. Why aren't doctors talking to their patients about muscle building?
Amen. Amen.
Instead, they're telling them about improving longevity using metformin, and metformin blunts mTOR. So metformin will eventually make your muscles disappear. So, yeah, you may be 100 years old, but you're going to be in a wheelchair because you can't get out of a chair anymore.
Yeah. I mean, think about, even if they do body weight squats, think about the benefits, because that could very well spell the difference between being able to get out of your chair and not being able to do it.
People are just so opposed to doing anything strenuous, anything that requires them to strain. They just are completely opposed to it. I mean, I know why. We're genetically hardwired to eat more and move less. Dr. Daniel Lieberman talked about that on my show years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are genetically programmed to conserve energy while gathering food. The classic scenario he gave was if you had two coconut trees in the wilderness where there was a hunter-gatherer society, and one had an escalator and one didn't, they'd stop climbing the tree and they'd use the escalator.
That's a great example.
I mean, that's exactly what will happen. And as a result of that, we are designed to move less and eat more because we're programmed to survive in periods of time when we don't have any access to food. And so that's the underlying mission, you know, stay alive long enough to have children.
Yeah, and people are living longer, yes. But is the quality of life, you know, match the longevity? In most cases that I see, the answer is no. And a big part of it is strength training or lack thereof.
There you go. Do we want to plug anything before we sign off, Coach?
Yeah, there's. We also have a couple weeks left in the special where you can get the German Loading Pattern 1, the fastest way to get strong. It'll take you 6 workouts. And you'll also get 10% off Synthogen when you use the coupon code German. This is a fantastic deal. So go to Synthogen.com or BodybuildingSupplements.com. Click on the Synthogen link and then enter that German code. You are going to get faster, stronger than you've ever had in your life. I guarantee it. And Loading Pattern is yours to keep. You know, you can use that over and over.
Information keeps delivering. Supplements get to the bottom of the bottle, and you got to buy more.
Right.
So there you go. All right, Coach. Great. Thanks for everything, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, by the way, I love the video of you doing one-arm dumbbell rows with 150s in that slow 3-second negative. If people haven't seen that, they should check out your Facebook page. Very, very nice work.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, and we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.